Hello world, I'm Sangadara and I'm at Adishtana at the International Men Order Convention 2016, and I'm in the company of
Loka Bandhu
and I'm Vish Vapani.
So actually, I ask you two guys, we're both in a study group and we've been here on the convention for five, 6 days. I don't know, Vish Vapani, would you like to say a bit more about the kind of studies that have been happening and why, what are the themes and why are we doing it?
Well, one of the things, one of the characteristics of this convention, one of the themes, is relating to a previous convention that happened in 1978, which was led by Bante, and Bante gave various talks, and then sadhanas were led and things. So relating to Bante, connecting the Dharma study that we're doing to things that have been important to Bante is what we were asked to do as the study leaders. So all the different study leaders are studying texts that have been important to Bante, and in some cases he's done seminars on them. In the case of the study group that I've been leading, that's on the Arya Pariyasana Sutta, which is the English name is The Noble Search or The Noble Quest, and that's the main sutta, the main discourse that gives information about the life of the Buddha, particularly up to his enlightenment and just after. And that's been important to Bante in the sense he's given lectures on it and clearly thought about some of the themes in that sutta.
And Loka Bandhu, you've been in the same study group. What's your experience of study?
Yes. Well, I'll be quite honest with you. Yeah. I've been on many men's conventions over 25 years in Yoda and mixed conventions, and I never come because of the theme. Mm. In fact, I came on this one thinking the theme was completely different. I had no idea it was the theme of revisiting Bante's teachings. So I come because it is a gathering of order members, old friends and people I don't know. And there is a program and there are events and all that's great, but basically what interests me just as much, I suppose, is all the gaps between the events where you get to hang out with people and talk to people and meet old friends and new. And I love it. And for me, it has a very timeless quality about it. It's like we have been here maybe 5 days. We could have been here forever and we could be staying forever, just sort of communing with each other. And I love that. And I love just sitting in the courtyard, watching order members go by, remembering who they are, remembering what I know about them. You know, it's like a patchwork or network of very diverse individuals who have something very deep in common. Yes, so we have been studying the Arya Pariyasana Sutta, and it has been great. But I'd happily come without it, just because I come.
Yeah. It's funny, actually. Personally, I guess I didn't even know the theme at the beginning, and I thought, well, in a way, it doesn't matter. Just see friends and connect and see what happens. For me, it's been a surprise that there is something to come back to, and I have really enjoyed that, actually, having those themes to focus and to study and just kind of reflect together, and I think it's been quite, I found it quite stimulating and quite useful. In a way, I didn't come for the study, but
it's I didn't come for the study.
You're good. But I personally really enjoy it. And the other thing that's been happening is the sadhanas.
Well, should we just explain what sadhanas are and so on? So these are meditation practices on various Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that usually involve a certain amount of visualizing the Buddha or Bodhisattva. And Bante himself received initiations into the practices of some of the ones that are done in the order. And those are the ones that he's currently saying he'd like us to make central. And as part of that, we've been practicing each day one of those sadhanas, and that's six different practices we've been doing. And you know, personally, I've been ordained for 25 years, and I've been introduced to practices that I've never done before. Several of them I've never done before. I've got my own sadhana, which actually isn't one of these ones, and I've done one or two others. But it's lovely to experience different approaches to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and different approaches to meditation as well.
I completely agree. It's been a delight, partly because the practices themselves are very rich, and partly because the people leading them for us have been practicing those meditations for 30 years or 40 years, you know, faithfully, day after day, and they communicate a real love of those different practices and figures. And likewise, I've done practices I've never done before on this last week.
And for people who are listening as well, these practices that have been led during this convention have been recorded, and they will be available for all the members at Free Buddhist Audio and all the pages.
I'd also recommend, if people have a chance, we've been doing the Six Elements practice each day. And I've really enjoyed the way that Dhammarati and Kamala Shila particularly have introduced the six element practice in a very sensitive, subtle, quite deep way. And again, that's felt a bit different from how I've been led through the six element practice in the past.
Because one thing about these practices is that over the last 40 years, I think as an order, we've been learning how to do them, or how to make them our own, because we've inherited them to some degree from the historical Buddhist tradition, especially in the case of the sadhanas. But it's not been obvious that it's not been possible just to read the recipe and get on with it. We've had a whole journey of exploring what is sadhana, how to do sadhana, how different individuals get on with sadhana, should we simplify them, should we complicate them, and so on and so on and so on. And we are at this present point now. But I suspect it's not the end of the story. Mm. It's a story that's still unfolding as our tradition matures.
Maybe I'll just say one thing about the character of the event. So we've been talking a lot about doing meditation practices, and Lokabandhu was also talking about the gaps and the talking. And I think that is the character of it for me. Yeah. It has a particular effect when you do a lot of meditation and a lot of talking. I think it's a good effect, but they don't naturally sit together. But it's been rather delightful actually doing both of them. I mean, personally, I've found I've got really into the meditation, and I've done an awful lot of talking as well.
And this morning, I personally didn't want to do any more talking or any more meditating, so I missed this morning's meditation session, and just went and sat completely by myself in the barn, all alone, for an hour and a half. And I was very happy. So I'm loving it, but it is quite intense in a curious sort of way. Mm. It's worth also saying that, in a way, we do three conventions in Triratna at this point in the year, the men's, the combined, and the women's. So many people are going on to the combined convention starting tomorrow night, which has a different flavour, very different flavour. Mm. Much more busy, much more diverse, much more sideshows, much more shopping, much more dancing if people want to dance, all that kind of stuff. So this is a bit like a retreat with lots of talking attached.
Yeah, a retreat with lots of talking. And the other thing that's quite distinctive about this convention, which is the, I don't know, is it the European convention? I've sort of lost touch. There are many, many Indian Dhammacharis here. Maybe 30, 40, I don't know. And it's lovely to have so many. It's not always so easy with the language to get into the kind of discussions with those people that one can do with people who have really fluent English. Some of the Indian Dhammacharis do, and some don't have that English, so there's translation going on for them in the meditations. But yeah, it's just very nice, really great to be around people from the other side of the world, from such a different culture, and to be together as order members practicing together.
I think I would very much agree. It's a pleasure to have so many Indians. But again, when I sit in the courtyard watching people walk past, I marvel what an internationally diverse group of people we are. And I don't have a list of all the countries, but most European countries, there's Turkey, there's Venezuela, there's America, Australia, New Zealand.
And lots of Mexicans.
Plenty of Mexicans, including Sangadara, who's sitting right here. Oh, goodness, all sorts of countries. Mm. All brought together, you know, because we share something very deep in common, which is our love of the three jewels.
Mm. Very true. That's a very nice place to end, I think. Well, thank you very much, guys.
You're very welcome.
See you later.
Good.
See you later.